Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane, no strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. Wild spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. It's a Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
And welcome to Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. I know everybody's like, what the fuck? Yes, I know. I am running my show from 5 to 7 instead of 2 to 4. Reason being is I have technical difficulties with my computer. I have to send it out to be fixed, so therefore I'm computerless, I'm laptopless, and I'm sick. I'm so sick. But I have a nice and thoughtful and faithful co-host in Princess Nay, and she's going to run the switchboard for me. So she had to work today, so we moved it back to when she was able to be home, and she could do the switchboard for me and wouldn't skip a beat, so I wouldn't have to sit here and talk and not see who's calling me or any of that crazy shit like that. So we're going to be rocking out the show. We don't have any special guests slated. We're supposed to have Angelina Mundo, but she never sent in her pictures and never confirmed. I hate when that shit happens. So, you know, kudos. It's all good. You know, it doesn't stop the show. Never does. Never, never, never that. But I do have some prank calls to do today. People are actually calling the radio station number, not this number, but my 646 number for my actual Chocolate City voicemail, and they're leaving names and numbers of people that they want me to call, and that shit is hilarious. People even want me to prank their family members, their brothers, their homeboys. I even had somebody want me to prank his dad. I'm like, oh my gosh, but you know, I have no limitations. I have no exemptions. Matter of fact, I do have exemptions. The only people that are exempt are the artists that have been on my show. Never will you guys be on the receiving end of a prank call from Chalk Mommy. That's my word. That's my promise. That's my Chocolate City guarantee to you guys. I will never, ever fuck you up like that. Tuesday night, I cannot wait. I have Mike Bless coming on the show. That's like my brother. We're going to be chopping it up. We're going to be playing music. We're going to be talking about his mixtape that's due to drop in November. We're going to talk about just everything under the sun, things that you've always wanted to know about him and he hasn't divulged. Don't worry. I'll get it out of him. I sure will. And I'm trying to think, I have a good lineup for this month coming up. So for September, damn, it's hard to believe that we're in September. Shit, January, I need to hair up and roll around here so I can get my fucking refund check and shit. So, and on Friday, we have Drew from, if you've ever seen Blood Raw,
He's been in some of his songs with him, and he's a singer with the letter to Jeezy. When Blood Raw is talking about the shit with Jeezy, and he's in there singing, so that's gonna be quite interesting. It's gonna be like hella fun. So me, I'm just chilling, waiting for Princess Nay to get on the line so we can go ahead and get this show super crunk. I like to give shouts out to Bubba for riding Chocolate Wave last night, the listeners in the chat room. I really appreciate the love and the support that I'm getting from you guys. Y'all just don't know. Again, keep your eye out. Within the next week or two, I'll be dropping my Burr t-shirt, my Head Game is a Felony t-shirt, and Ride the Chocolate Wave. All of them will be for sale on Cafe Press. They're going to be hot. They're going to be cute. So buy a t-shirt. Support the movement, and let's keep it going so we can do big and better things in 2012. And yes, I haven't given up on my. Huh?
Where my t-shirt at?
I'm waiting for Cupid to finish the designs. Then, you know, once my computer is up and running, I can go on Cafe Press and create the Chocolate City Radio Store.
Yippee!
So the shirts can be in there. But you seen the design for the Burr. That shit is. I left it just how it was.
Sorry for my tardiness.
You're fine. You were saving the world. You were saving the world. Girl, I got two fucking numbers, yo.
I know. You sent them to me.
Woo. This is going to be interesting. This is going to be quite interesting. I need some motivation music so I can go ahead and get ready for my prank call. What would be a good motivation song for me to get in the mood to do some dirt?
Let's see. I don't know. Hold up. Oh, that's just nasty. Hold on. Never mind. Let's not do that one. Here we go.
Call from you saying,
want you to,
baby, baby, baby. Can't talk too long, what's going on with you? She said,
thinking about you.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. If I could, I would be there, but I'm working 9 to 5.
Making music,
music.
He gonna make baby making music, and he don't eat ass. So like, I don't know how to make a baby. The baby gotta be completely relaxed and fertile, and he freaking the hell out of it, so that sperm can take that first deposit. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think I need to hear bend over, then I'm good. I can go in. I can go hard in the paint.
Hold up, I'm about to find it.
Triple
by,
P.
Is it listed under Triple P?
Mm-hmm.
I know who it's by. I'm just saying, is it listed under him? Because, you know, I'm just looking for Bend Over. So let me go up to Triple P. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Here we go.
Super bad bitches bend over, bend over, bend over. All the super bad bitches bend over, bend over. Getting loose, dancing around poles. Everywhere nigga looking, everywhere I go. I see these bitches dropping down at the flow. Long as money keep on dropping, man, these bitches ain't stopping. These bitches in here pussy popping, got all the niggas shocking. There's a lot of ass shaking and so much money making. Man, the night is going down.
Because he is kind of sexy. So it wouldn't really matter what he sound like. Don Calypso's in the room for his drive-by.
Yes, I know, right?
Mm-hmm. The king of quickies. That's sad.
I know, right? But he doing something right. He got a wife.
She's there for better or for worse, remember? She probably didn't test drive her car before she bought it. That's what that is.
he must have a hellacious tongue game. He must eat her pussy while speaking in tongues.
He like Travis. He stayed down there for like 2 and 3 hours at a time.
Oh, yeah. Speaking in tongues. Come to me, pussy.
You're so dumb. I am not playing with that one. Mm-mm, no, ma'am. You won't get me to feed into that one, ma'am. He says, don't hate. Just because I do quickie visits in the chat room doesn't mean you have to hate. Mm, whatever.
We don't hate. We're just curious.
Mm-hmm. I think you should test it out on Chalk and let us know, because we need to know firsthand. I volunteer Chalk.
Because he is such a freak. The conversations we have on BBM, he is a freak. Like, he's like one of those mental freaks. He gets into your head, then he terrorizes your pussy with his dick.
Because he's...
And he's an anal person. And he likes
to stimulate your mind as well as your body. And that's the way it works. Because sex really is the mental thing. For me, it is, anyways.
Not when it's been like a month or 2 months for me. Fuck the mental. Give me that physical.
I need to hear the song so I can remember what it is. Throw cash on her. What is that?
That's by Kafani and... Justice Raven.
That's right, man. Oh, good.
Oh, wow. Did she just say that's all right, then? Oh, wow. Wow.
What?
Oh, no comment.
No comment at all.
Let's see. I think I want to hear one more song to relax my my nerves. You know, I get nervous every time I do a show.
I got one for you.
Okay.
I got one for you. Here you go. Here you go. This is my jam.
Make sure you log on.
Let me stop it for just a second. And y'all just remember this, that before y'all started hearing it on the radio, y'all heard it on Chocolate City Radio first. So we was the ones that broke Frank Ocean out. Remember that, right?
That's right. Thank
you. Now back to the regularly scheduled song.
Make sure you log on. DJMrRogers.com. Follow the leader on Twitter at DJMrRogers. Trying to book me shows, mixtapes, beats, or whatever. Make sure you hit me up at getmrrogers@gmail.com. Lego.
I think I started something. I got what I wanted. Didn't I? Can't feel nothing. Superhuman. Even when I'm fucking Viagra, popping every single record. Auto tuning. Zero emotion. Muted emotion. Pitch corrected. Computed emotion. Model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow. Strip a booty in a rack like wow. Brain like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the back. She working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said, don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste? Little taste. Novocaine, baby, baby. Novocaine, baby. I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me none. Love me none, love me none. Numb, numb. Full of dishes, patient in the kitchen, cocaine for breakfast, yikes, bed full of women, flip on a tripod, little red light on, shooting, I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick, this is some visionary shit, been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving, I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile, strip a booty with a rack like wow. You put me on a feeling I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back. You pick it up and put it back.
Now I'm something like the chemist on campus. But there's no drug around. Quite like what I found in you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? They don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste it? Little taste. No, but can't, baby. Fuck me long, fuck me now. Love me now when I'm gone. Love me now. Love me now. Love me now. Now, Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. Numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain, numb the pain. Novocaine, 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 Novocaine. For the pain, for the pain. Novocaine, Novocaine.
I'm numb from the pain, and overcame. Okay, so the first one is going to be who? Deshaun. And a little bit about him is he is a party line junkie. He can't approach females and talk to them straight up. He has to do it over the phone.
Okay, let's. Me go. And to the let me know.
Yeah, because everybody whose Twitter I sent you knows the one that orchestrated the call. And they was like, oh, get him. So let me lay back on my pillows and be all sexy. And I don't know.
Hold up. Let me
at
this person first. And so I can tell them that we're about to do the call.
I don't know why I feel like being a TT.
Because you're crazy.
I know. But does TT sound like a party line name?
Sure.
I can't wait to get more better. That was going to be hella good.
All on at Chocolate City Radio with at Choc Mommy. So,
and you did a really good job last night with the tweets. Thank you so much.
Thank you, 718. What's the number?
766-4661.
1 to listen. Now. Let me just copy this because I'm going to send this to the other person, too. Okay. Copy. All right, you ready for me to call it?
Yes, I am.
All right, let me go ahead and put my stupid self on mute.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
I can get myself off mute. He ain't answer.
Okay, let's go to Mo Better.
Mo Better makes it Mo Better, baby.
Uh-huh.
All right, let me add whoever this other person is first. At M-S-L-I-M-R-E-D. Mo Better makes it Mo Better, baby. Give us some feedback on this dude.
Okay. I met him at Club Stone Trail in Dallas. And he just, he's like one of them thirsty people.
Okay. Let me go ahead and put myself on mute.
Hello?
Can I speak to Mo Better?
Yeah, this is him. Who this?
Hey, this is Diana. How you doing?
Diana?
Yeah, I met you at the club last weekend. You was at Club Stone Trail?
Yeah, I was at Stone Trail, probably flirting around with everybody knowing me. How crazy I am. What's up with you?
Oh, nothing. I'm just chilling. I had met you at the club. Then I had to go on location to do a shoot. So now I'm getting ready to head back to the area. And I was like, oh, we didn't get a chance to, like, really kick it like I wanted to at the club and after the club. So I was like, damn, let me go ahead and call him and see what's up with him. So how you doing today?
Girl, you wild champ. I ain't going to sit back and lie to you, Diana. I had a lot to drink. And, I met a lot of females that night.
Yes, so, you was off the fucking chain that night. Like, oh, my God. All I can say about that night is, oh, wait, I swear, if I could have got you in the bed, because what I was feeling and seeing was looking hella good. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
God,
if you could have got me in the bed, what? If you could have got me in the bed, what?
If I could have got you in the bed. Well, see, there you go. See, you trying to start. You trying to start.
No, because, you know, right now I'm practicing celibacy. So if you'd have got me bad, you probably been mad the motherfucker.
I would have been who?
You probably been mad the motherfucker if you'd have got me in the bed. I'm practicing celibacy.
I mean, but why would I have been mad?
Well, I mean, you probably want to get busy and all that, but I'm right this right now. This time
not
trying to focus on my business.
There's more to fucking when you get someone in the bed. There's the mental and the emotional.
Yeah.
It could have been like an all night talking.
You know
and
what?
Just like
you know what? You probably could have gave me like a massage, and I think I'd have probably went to bed. But that's cool. A man, sometimes a man got so much stress on his mind. That's probably all would have been that went down. I probably could have gave you a massage and let you, you know, maybe cook you some breakfast in the morning. That'd been cool for you. And that'd have been about it.
So let me ask you this, because this is very rare that I meet a man that practice celibacy. Is that working for you?
Is that working for me? Why wouldn't it be
working
for me? A man, at this stage in my life, it's all about getting some money, making sure your kids don't have to work in this crazy world. That's really like my focus. Now, getting some little stuff on the side by a good woman, you know, I'm going to be real with you. From time to time, that would be cool. But at this time, it could be a distraction. Like, you know, I'm trying to become a millionaire within these 5-7 years, and if the woman ain't really on the same game plan, then she could be in the way. You know what I mean?
I mean, yes and no, but then at the same time, you have to see where a woman is, and maybe she has a career that maybe she could bring you in, and then y'all could make money together. Because just because you meet somebody at the club does not demonstrate who or what they are. You feel me?
That's true.
All you see
is
the outside.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's why we get to know each other. And, you know, when you would have came on over there after the club, you'd be like, this dude didn't even try to get none. He's not like all the other guys. He's a little different. you know, you get to start to know a person.
Different is always good because it's called a challenge. So, therefore, sometimes you can meet a man that's well-focused on what he's trying to do, but then when he meets a woman and he gets to know her in, like, the first 30 minutes of a stimulating adult conversation, then he has a different mind. He can be like, oh, shit. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, a woman that's successful and career-driven can turn a man on. And sometimes it can knock him off balance. And he's so thrown off to where he might be like, damn, I might want to feel her. You know what I'm saying? And get some of her energy on top of my energy. So you never know what that night could have brought about. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because
that's
I don't like to say I'm a driven, accomplished in the adult entertainment industry and in the entertainment industry altogether. So there's nothing wrong with a tipsy, sexy-ass man at a club doing his thing and feeling his wood on my back.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, as long as you're focused, then that will make the sex that much better. So just think, you're celibate. But then you come across a sophisticated sister that got her shit together, that's climbing the charts in any and everything that she does, on the modeling and the walkway, the adult entertainment circuit, and the book circuit. And then here you are being blessed in her presence. And the way that she's speaking to you is, like, invigorating. It's stimulating your mind, your soul, your whole being. So, therefore, you let your guard down. And then that could be, like, the best experience you ever have in life. And then that could motivate you to go even harder. Because there are some things she might do to you that you might not be used to. But it enabled you to relax your mind. And, you know, both heads thought on one accord, and that was, like, the best thing that ever happened.
Where'd you meet me at? The bar? Where? In Stone Trail, where did you meet me at?
I was coming out of the restroom, and I'm not even going to lie, I bumped into you. I did it on purpose.
Oh, you did it on purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why'd you do it on purpose? There's a lot of guys that, you know, coming in and out. There's women coming in and out of the restroom. And,
because you, in a club, this is what females do. We pick what we want.
I'm learning, too. A lot of women got game. So I'm learning, too.
Yeah, actually, a lot of women do. But the thing is, what do they do with that game? And can they back it up? And is it proven? Success is a game because it's like a game of chess. Sex is a game. Conquer or be conquered. It's just all about what end of the stick you want to be on or what end of the game board you want to be on. Do you want to be on the top or do you want to be on the bottom?
Well, do you you met me when, last Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You met me last Saturday and
because I had a lot to drink, too, because I was celebrating the fact that I was going on location to do a successful shoot in New York. So it was like a little celebration for me because I'm being published. So I was just like,
and you remembered me. And I know you met a lot of other guys that night. May have even given
your
phone number.
Yeah, but it's all about how I coded what I wrote. Like when we exchanged numbers and I put it in my phone, I put a code. I always put codes in my phone because when you're out and you're drunk, you meet different people. And everything that looks good when you're drunk or sounds good when they're drunk may not be. But when you meet somebody and they say things and they're spoken clearly, even though they're speaking through the alcohol, you tend to mark that.
Okay. So,
on top of being cute and sexy and everything like that, and I like a slim brother, you know what I mean? It was just like the way that you was carrying yourself and how you was talking. And I ain't even gonna front. I was like looking down trying to see some type of print. That's what females do, you know what I'm saying? As professional as people are, you know, we still look at all different types of things and we let our mind wander. And, you know, I was just like, okay. But there's a time and a place for everything. So that's why I took your number. So after we bumped up and exchanged, I got your number or whatever, you know, I left well enough alone because I knew that I would be coming back soon and I would hit you up. So just because I said that first night doesn't mean that I was going to tap the gents the first night. There's law and order to everything.
True. Well, I respect that. And, you know, you called me a week later, which is, I did meet a young lady, as I can recall, at the bar. I don't know if it was last week or a couple weeks ago, though, because there was a young lady that said she's an older model. But I can't recall. She said she's a model, but I think she was a little older for a model. I mean, usually, there's not an age limit on models, but it would just kind of shock me that she said she was a model because I was like, wow, she's cute enough to be a model. I don't run into, I think she's like 37 or something. She was still a little older, but I usually don't run into people aspiring to be doing the model thing at that age. So, how old are you?
That would be I.
Okay. That would be you.
Okay, now, my question to you is, Mobetta, explain that to me.
What do you mean?
Like, why do they call you Mobetta?
Wow.
I mean, because I can give you my assumption of that name, but I would like to hear why.
What's your assumption of that name?
Considering that I'm in an honorary mood right now, I would have to say Mobetta because the dick may be Mobetta, the head game may be Mobetta, or you just may be Mobetta than the average man that's out here.
The third one is the best one you need to go with.
So the total package.
Every man is different. Every man is different. And I'm a whole package. So I don't look at, as a man. Sex
as
is
a whole.
Good. The woman, yeah, sex is good, but I'm an individual. I'm a person. I have goals. I'm driven. I have family. I'm not just one of these guys that's just out here, you know. Women can always categorize men and limit men, but you can't limit me. You can't just sit
so
back
the sky's the limit with you.
His sex is wonderful. He's just good for that girl. He can work it in the bedroom. That's all I need him for. Talk to me and give it to me. No. That's just not all what I'm about. I'm maybe when I was around 20, yeah, probably, but I'm 37 years of age, and I ain't got time for all that. Like I told you, my agenda is really focused on getting to where I want to go so my son don't have to work. I ain't say he'll have to work, but he won't have to do what I have to do. He'll be set for life. That's really where my focus is.
And I understand that.
Big time struggle.
I understand that. But what happens when that mood hits you? You know, money and success does not make up for loneliness on that end.
No one's saying that I'm lonely. I have female companions that we cool. Sex, now, the sex thing is a choice. It's not that I don't want to get none. It's not that I was just saying I'm going to be celibate until I get married. It's just a choice right now. It just depends on the woman that if I want to go to her, I can go to her with. If I don't, I don't. It's a choice. It's like women kind of like letting a guy know that, you know, I know this is what you want, but I'm going to be the person that's going to give it to you when I want to give it to you.
Oh, so basically you ration out the dick. Excuse my language, but I'm just a straightforward person. You know, I understand we already have the success, the umbrella of success, but you have companions. So when you say you're celibate, how long have you been practicing celibacy? Hello? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm on a 3-month tour.
Okay, so you've been celibate for 3 months.
Right, for 90 days. Maybe I'm going on 120 since this September. Let's see, June, July, August. Yeah, about 90 days.
Okay, so so you haven't masturbated at all either?
Nah, that's a waste of time. Why would I do that and I can get some? Yeah.
Because some men are different. So you haven't even had anybody put their lips on you either, so you're just completely sexless.
What do you mean put their lips on me? Like kiss?
No, boo-boo, like oral.
Oh, nah, no one's given me any oral lately. I mean, it's not that the females are unwilling. It's just that, you're a very attractive woman, okay? And mentally, you know, you probably, you know, headed in the right direction. You know, physically, you're probably there, and you're probably a very attractive sexual, you know, young lady that just like to get hers, and you know, meeting good, nice men that are cool that you can bond with, and you know, having a good friendship, romanceship, if you want to call it that. That's fine. I mean, for me right now, I go out, I flirt, I like to see what's in a woman's head. You know, happy that, you know, certain women are doing their thing. You know, if we can hook up and be friends and have a good relationship, business-wise, or maybe, you know, maybe more than that. Maybe not. I mean, it's all good. It really is. And I got homeboys that's all they want to do is just fuck. They don't want nothing else. You know, some people are like that. Some people, that's where you're at in your life. Right now, I'm at the point stage now where there's a lot of opportunities out there for single black men, and I'm one of them. So I'm going to take advantage of this time. Now, what I'm saying to you is I can't sit back and say I wouldn't want to bang you, you know, and make love to you or just, you know, get at it. I don't know. But what I do know is I'm really, like, focused right now, taking care of business.
Focus is good. I would like to catch you after that 120-day spread.
120-day spread, huh?
What, yeah, what, you're at 90 days.
Okay, why you want to catch me another 30 days?
Because you would be perfect. You would be so seasoned. You would be so seasoned. Yeah, because think about it. You're mentally focused on your career, right?
Uh-huh.
So, therefore, let's just say you come back into town, right, and I'm there, and I invite you over to my place, right? So I already know that you've been on tour for a very long time. So there's nothing wrong with making it a Mo' Better night. And what a Mo' Better night would consist of, Mo' Better coming to the crib, me cooking Mo' Better a nice dinner, candles, some jazz music playing. And then after we finish eating, I undress you, right? Then I make you a body scrub out of brown sugar and some thick lotion. I put you in the shower after I've patted you down and put the scrub all over you. Run the shower and let all the scrub get off of you. So I give you a towel, wrap you up, but you're not done. Now the second part of that is a milk bath. So now after we've given you the homemade scrub, we put you in the milk bath, and we have candles lit, and we're leaning back in my garden tub, and we're just talking. And as we're talking, I'm giving Mo' Better a massage that he so greatly needs. Not only am I massaging your back in the hot milk bath, I'm massaging your temples. I'm completely relaxing you. Then I go down to your feet and give you the best foot massage that you've ever had, right? So then, after I do all that, then I wash you. I take you out of the tub after you've been rinsed off. I towel dry you. Then I come back and I hit that body with some shea butter baby oil gel. Massage the gel into your skin really good. But first I ask you to make sure it's okay because I don't want to put anything on your body that you may be allergic to or that you may react to. You know what I'm saying? So then after that, you know, I give you another clean towel to wrap around your waist and we go back to my bedroom. I have a king-size canopy bed and we cut on the cable box and we listened to some slow music from back in the 70s and the 80s. And then we're just talking. And we're just talking. And then basically all I want you to do is just lay back and just lay on the bed and just relax. Because like I said, this is a Mo Better night. You've been on tour. You're coming home and you need some relaxation. So I'm going to give you that mental and emotional stimulation. And on top of that, your belly is full. We have a four-course meal, the meat, the starch, the bread, and we even have dessert. We're not going to do wine because I'm not a wine drinker. So we have sweet tea because I'm from the South, so I give you some of that Southern hospitality lemonade and sweet tea. We call it Arnold Palmer, or we call it an Uptown. So there's no alcohol involved because I don't want any type of alcohol to manipulate the situation. So we talk. The only request I have of you is that you hold me and we just hold each other and just talk until we fall asleep. Now, with you being as sexy as you are and me being the type of female that I am, I would never do anything without your approval. So therefore, I would keep my hands to myself. The next morning, I would probably wake up and wake you up to me giving you a couple of kisses. And then I would fix you breakfast. And as I'm fixing you breakfast, I would tell you that I need a protein shake, and I would get it.
Okay. Miss New York, that is all fine. Like I said, that's cool, but, you know, what did you say your name was again?
My name is Felicia.
Felicia. Okay. Felicia. Well, lovely lady, you just got back in town today?
Yeah, I'm here for a little while. Tomorrow I'm going to Houston for another photo shoot. And I'm probably going to have a meeting with Baby Bash and Slim Thug about doing something in their video and working on a music compilation with them. And then I'll fly out next week to Miami to meet with some of the DJs from the Core Retreat so I can go ahead and talk to them about doing some modeling for the next Core Retreat that's going to be in New Orleans in November.
Well, that's cool. You know, I go to the Core Retreat sometimes myself. I don't know if I'm going to make this one in New Orleans since they canceled
you
the
should.
One in L.A.
Yeah, they did because I guess it was so many things going on in October because, you know, that's the month of homecoming. All the
they scheduled it on a bad day, but it's all good. That's Tony Neal's, that's his retreat, so he can do what he want to do, so it's all good.
Yeah, because people are still going to show up in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. I don't know if I'll be there or not. It just depends. What has attracted you to me? Do you even remember what I look like since you were buzzed up?
I remember enough to, you're slim, you're about 5'10", you have an even brush cut.
So when you first met me, what did you think? Did you want to already have sex with me that night, or did you already make up your mind?
No, never that. I wanted to see what your mind is, because I know how I am sexually, and I can't just fuck you out the gate like that, because I know all the things that I do. And no, a club setting is not that. You fill somebody out, get a number, then you call them, and then you talk to them. And then that determines, and the fact that you've gone 90 days, that means you're a strong-minded individual. So that means you're that much more sexier to me now than you was at the club.
Well, do you remember who else you gave your number to?
Actually, I didn't give my number to anybody except for you that night. Because I have to be real selective on who I give my number to, and you didn't look like the type of person that you would be a groupie or a stalker or a pussy monster.
Pussy monster.
That's all about how you carry yourself. and the way your speech, the way you delivered everything was just like, okay, I knew you had some business about yourself.
That's true. That is true, Mama. What are you doing tonight?
I don't know. Probably sitting at home. I'll probably get a bottle of Bahama Mama and sip on that and just go over some notes and stuff like that. Why, would you like to come keep me company?
Where do you stay at?
Oh, right now I'm staying at a hotel. My townhouse is supposed to be getting renovated. So I just moved to the area not too long ago. So everything is, like, still, like, foreign to me because I'm from New York. So I spend a lot of time in New York. And then when I'm not in New York, I'm in Atlanta and I'm in Miami. I don't even know why I have a little townhouse. I should really just keep a little corporate apartment or like some type of penthouse suite at a hotel because I have a nice budget. So that's one of the things I really should think about. Oh, excuse me. Something was flying over my head.
Who were you with? Who were you at the club with?
I was by myself. Because a lot of times when you go out with people, when you're of a certain stature, if men don't pay attention to the people that you're with, the first thing they want to holler is, I'm ready to go, or they get mad, or they just try to fuck up your night. So if you go by yourself, you don't have to worry about being interrupted, having to take anybody home, or whatever. You're on your own time. Now, I knew a couple of people that were there. I spoke to them and whatnot. But with me not being from this area, I don't have any friends. All my friends are back up top, and it's Miami. So I'm pretty much a loner.
Okay.
Because you never know if people are being your friends for you or for who you know or what you do or what they feel they can get out of you. You should know that you're, you know, being in the industry and being successful. You never know when people are coming at you for you or what they feel that you can give them.
True. True indeed.
Because there are men gold diggers just like women gold diggers. Or there are men that be like, oh, they want bragging rights to say, oh, I fucked Felicia. No, I'm good. Even though that would be a nice bragging right, I'm still good.
That's not a, that's nothing to brag on.
Some men feel like it is. Some men do. Because you just, like, when you think about adult entertainment, you just, people's mind tends to go, wow.
Those are not men.
But you're not like that. Yeah, but you're not like that. I peeped that out from you with how you carried yourself. Even though you was tipsy, you wasn't groping all on females. And when you was talking to me, you wasn't, like, just concentrating on my titties and ass when I walked away or when I was talking to you because I had, you know, something low. But you're fine. You're fine. But I'm a loner. I choose to be that way until I go home. Then I can see all my friends, and I miss them. We hang out, and, you know, we do wild things. But when I'm traveling, it's better for me that way because I can concentrate and stay focused on my goals.
Right. Well, it's all good, sweetie. You seem like a young lady that knows what she wants and trying to do make moves and better position herself in life. I mean, you know, that is attractive. Do I remember what you look like? No.
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 Okay.
And yes. Evidently, I must have thought you were attractive because I approached you a little bit, even though you kind of bumped me or whatever. And I gave you my number because you called me. I don't think I had your number. I think that's what that was.
And I do it that way.
Yeah,
I do it that way.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that because if a female's interested, she'll call. She ain't, she ain't gonna call. That's the approach sometimes I take. You know, it's cool. You called. Evidently, I must have entered your mind when you came to Dallas, came back to Dallas. Now, as far as the sex thing goes, that's like I say, man, you know, sex can be a great thing, and, you know, sex can be, I'm going to say meaningless sex can be just what that is, meaningless, meaning that two people can bump and grind, and it could be good. You know, some parties might get something out of it. But in the end, you know, after we bump and grind and we do good, can I speak to you afterwards? Or are you concerned about my well-being or my interests? And, you know, can we be good friends afterwards? Or, you know, those are a lot of things to take in consideration. But, you know, most guys, you know, they're going to want to hit it, of course. You know, a man's going to want to hit it. I'm a man. I'd love to hit it and do, you know, make you climax and vice versa. But am I going to get to enjoy you as a person when we out and about? You go to a fashion show, you know, you're going to be stuck up and act like you don't know me. Those are the, I like for people to keep it real, you know. I don't do all that fake shit, man.
I can keep it all the way real, and I'm the type of person.
There's one thing I want to say. I met a female in the same club from New York. She's a cool female. So most New York females that I meet from New York, they're real cool and laid back. So are you originally from New York?
Yes, I am.
What part?
Queens.
Okay, Queens. Well, most females I know from New York that I've met, they have been real cool. So, you cool so far?
I would just have to say, like, my only downfall when a person gets to know me is that I'm just really, really freaky. Like, I like to do all the good things, like go out and like to talk. I like to build. I like to lay the foundation of friendship and build upon that. But at the same time, when it comes time for me to be intimate with my man, there I just go all out. I want to make sure that my man knows what it is. And that's it. That's why I just can't give it to everybody, because I give 100% of myself.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, I'm not your man, so that means you're not going
to
get intimate. You're not going to bring it because you can't give all your stuff to me, right?
I'll still bring it, but it won't be my A game. But you would never know the difference, only I would.
Oh, really? Yeah, I won't know the difference.
No, actually, you wouldn't.
My mind gone any damn way, huh? You are that confident in the bedroom. That is attractive, but it could be a turnoff.
Well, no, not really. Not really, because if a woman is confident in her abilities and whatnot, actually it's a beautiful thing. Because like I said, you wouldn't know if it's my A game or not. You wouldn't know the difference. But whatever I bring to the bedroom, you would enjoy anyway.
Wow.
There would never be a disappointment.
All righty.
Because first and foremost, it's all about you.
Oh, it is. Well, you know, in actuality, it's not all about me. It's all about equal.
It is. But to me, because I know how I am, I like to get to know the person, know their likes and their dislikes, and it's my ultimate goal to give them the ultimate pleasure, because I can be pleased regardless whether you do it or I do it myself. But I just need to make sure it's all about you and that mental stimulation, and then the emotional attachment will come.
You know how crazy this is to me?
No, how crazy is it?
Think about it. I meet you at a club, okay? I give you my phone number. You don't call back for another week, 7 days out of the blue, okay? And then you start talking about how you met me, you like my personality, we cool, I want to get busy with you, you straight, you know. Do you think that's odd? Or did you
do that?
Well,
I didn't come out and say that I wanted to fuck you.
That's basically what you've been talking to me about for the last hour.
We have not actually been talking about fucking all the time. No, we have not, because you said you were celibate. We talked about outings and success. So no, I never went into detail. I told you what I would like to catch you on your 120th day and have a more better night.
Right. See, that's the thing about it. You want to have a more better night.
Okay, but in that Mobetta night, did I ever say once we were going to have sex? No, I did not. I said we would talk and cuddle till the sun came up, and I would get up and make you breakfast and give you little kisses on your body and get my protein shake. So where did me fucking you come into that equation?
Listen, we both grown. It will go there. I mean, I'm not saying that brother can't resist temptation, but it will go there, especially if I've been drinking. And that's going to go down tonight, because I'm drinking now. So it's just kind of like if I was to meet you tonight or this evening, it would go down if you wanted to go down. I ain't raping nobody. She gonna give it to me free.
No, you funny because this. I'm trying to respect the fact that you're celibate, but shit, if you like, you keep drinking. That's all I'm saying here.
When I say I'm focused, like, what I told you was, I choose if it will go down or not. It's not the lady. Now, yeah, you have to say it's cool. But if I want to have sex, I want to have sex. If I do not, then it may be 120, maybe 180 days. You know, I went 365 days without sex for being so mentally focused. So I'm not, you know, sex is there, and it's a good thing, but that's not my main priority. That's not my main focus. You know, I'm not going to sit back and say I turn it down every time, but it just hasn't been, you know, my main focus. I've had a lot of other stuff that is getting done that I'm trying to get done. But this is Labor Day weekend. I'm chilling on business hours until Tuesday. I mean, I'm done for as far as business this week till next Tuesday.
Okay, so let's do this. What are you drinking on?
Oh no. I mean, I'm free and I'm available.
That you were drinking right now.
Yeah, I'm drinking some vodka and stout vodka and some juice.
Okay, no, because I'm going to head out to the liquor store so I can get my Bahama Mama. But, you know, if you want it till later, I can pick you up something of your choice of what you would like to drink. If you're drinking vodka, I would be like, let's do Ciroc. Let's do Coco Losos.
I can do Ciroc. The coconut, I can do that. Well,
oh, you just do regular? Because, I mean, you want the regular Ciroc in the blue bottle? Would you like some goose to get you loose?
No, I don't need no goose, man. The Ciroc's cool, because I'm still drinking on the side. Okay.
So this is what I'll do. Around 9:30, 10 o'clock, I will give you a call and give you my room number and the address to the hotel. And then...
Hold on now. What part of Dallas is your hotel in?
I'm in downtown.
You're downtown?
I'm at a 5-star.
Do you have a car?
Yeah, I have a driver.
You have a driver?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
I have a driver.
Okay.
Meaning, if I need to go somewhere, they take me where I need to go.
Okay.
Because my car is in New York.
They pick you back up. Because what we're going to do, you're going to come over here. I don't go in, you know, hotels and all that stuff.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah, that's
I can have my driver to bring me there and everything like that.
Yeah, that'd probably be best. I completely understand.
But yeah, I'm in a very upscale, like, you know, where they monitor everything. So that would be perfect.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's always best for a woman to come to the man's in copper instead of.
Whoa! Why is it always best for that?
Always. It's always.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because.
Is that where you give your best performance?
there you go with the performance thing, man. the man should be able to give his performance whether he hell could be in the car. Hell, it ain't got to be any specific location.
I understand that, but have you ever heard of home court advantage?
Yeah, I understand home court advantage, yeah, but I mean, at the same time, it's really what a woman's supposed to be comfortable at. But I'm comfortable more or less at my own crib since I do not know you. And at the same time, you always kind of like know where I stay anyway. So if something was for crazy to go down, yeah, you know where I stay. It's not like, well, you know, we at the hotel, I don't even know this dude, and whoopty whoopty whoop. You have my address.
Oh, I got you. I feel you. It's all about the comfort level. That's fine. So what I will do is, like, 9:30, 10, I will call you to get the address so my driver can bring me there. And
see,
then
that's another thing. You may need to come before. See, I'm the type of guy that, you know, like I say, I was possibly getting out the Stone Trail tonight. And if you don't get the Stone Trail by 10:25, 10:20, 10:30, you're going to be in that long-ass line. But
okay, so basically you want me to come earlier, like around 8:39?
Yeah, that'd be probably a good time.
Okay.
That way, you know, if we decide to go Stone Trail, we can. If you don't, we can get drunk here. Shit, it's all good to me.
And is there any type of particular way, any type of dress code? Is there anything particular you would like to see me in?
Whatever you feel comfortable in and that you're sexy in. If you feel like, you know, you want a lounge clothes, some shorts, just be you. Don't be me.
Okay, I'll do that. So I will call you at 8:15, 8:30 to get the address so my driver can have me there no later than 9:15. And
well,
I'll bring the overnight bag just in case I need to change clothes, in case we don't go to the club or anything like that. Because I would hate to come to your spot and just, you know, bug out and take one of your T-shirts and just walk around like that. I wouldn't want to tempt you.
You're funny. You are absolutely funny. My crib isn't the greatest crib, but it's all good.
Okay.
Well,
so,
Felicia.
Felicia. Yes, Mulvetta.
Hit me up at 8:15 or 8:00.
I sure will. So we can have a Mulvetta and Felicia night.
Yeah, we'll see what it do, babe. We'll see what it do.
Mm-hmm. So you enjoy the rest of your day till I call you.
Okay, Miss Felicia.
All right. Bye-bye. All right,
yeah.
That long-ass call. And now we have somebody else from the 214-395 area code on. So let's go ahead and bring them on and see if that's the person that sent the number in.
Okay.
214-395, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hello?
Who is this?
Hello?
Yeah, who is this?
Hello?
Hello? We can hear you, darling.
Oh, I can't hear you.
You must be able to hear us because you're talking to us.
Hello?
But who is this? Hello? Okay, how about I just hang up on him? That works for me. I love having the switchboard.
You're so stupid. My question is, how do you
go the hell would you on that call for 5 hours? That's my question. And I've asked everybody in the chat room, should I just hang up?
So I was trying to be.
And when you couldn't hear him, it was because I had put the phone on mute. I was bored. My bad. Oops, sorry. But that's what happened. I did take it off mute because then you sounded like you got nervous, like you thought he had hung up. So I was like, well, hell.
Oh my God, my call dropped. Hello? Princess Nay. Hello? Hello?
What happened?
Hello? My call dropped.
Uh-oh.
My call dropped. What the hell? That was a long-ass call. He is so full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
How do you be like, I'm celibate 90 days? I'm like, okay, I'm
Don
trying to catch
says,
you off the twin.
Don says, huh? You got to admit, Don says, you got to admit, chocolate make a great saleswoman. Yes, you would. Because she know how to sell some mess.
God, he was just like, you've been talking about, no, I haven't talked about sex for more better night. What he didn't get was that protein was me sucking his dick, getting it.
I had already told him in the chat room, I said, protein shake equals head. I'm not stupid.
He was just like, I've been drinking tonight.
Hold up. I'm just going to bring this 214 number back on. Hold on.
Oh, no, they should have burned me on there.
Okay, 214-395, you're back on.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you 3 minutes ago. What happened?
Man, he's so funny.
Man, that motherfucker, I'm like your girl, that motherfucker was long and drawn out, you know what I'm saying?
Because he was like taking forever. But at the end,
he normally go in on them motherfuckers and shit, you know what I'm saying?
But with him, it was like he was holding his ground about being a successful person, and he's driven till he slipped. He slipped.
Uh-huh.
So now he expects me to come to his house tonight because I told him about a Mo Better night. So now he all thirsty. He ain't talking about that. He's celibate. He's like, shit, I've been drinking now. Why you can't come over here? Because I'm like, 9:30, 10. He's like, come early.
Yeah.
Look, and she kept talking. She kept ending the Mo Better night with the protein shake. I'm like, he's so dumb. He doesn't even realize that the protein shake means head. I said that means that he's gonna be shooting off in her mouth, giving her some protein. I typed that in the chat room.
But that's why you should have went ahead and told him, so his ass would have figured that he couldn't figure it out. So shit, you know what I'm saying? And you could have brought him on through with it.
He's trying to be like debonair, but once he said, once he was like, unless he's been drinking, he's talking about we both grown. Because I was like, not once did I say anything about banging. He's like, we both grown. So he already let it be known he's trying to fuck.
Then he's
like, he drinking now and to come over tonight. Then he talking about let's go to Stone Trail. Don't nobody go to the club in no 9:30, 10. Nah, he talking about call him at 8. I was like 8:30. He like 8:15. It's when people go, nah. He trying to get me to that crib early so he can go ahead and nut off the 3 months he been saving it for, which is probably a motherfucking lie. He's probably getting in the shower, shaving, and trimming up the nut hair.
Lifting up the balls, getting the notches.
Yeah.
Nice and clean.
Because he was like, I met her. I mean, like, she was a little too old to be star mom, but she was cute. Like, okay, you met, yeah, I'm Felicia.
We need another number because you got to give me some excitement making me stay on that focus call for like 2 hours.
Let me get a note because, man, that shit, that, I was like, what am I going with this, man?
He was trying so hard to be fucking professional, but undercover, he a whore.
Yeah, I was like, damn. Hold on. Let me get you another one real quick. Hold on.
Give me another one. Hold on.
I think this one, you're about to get this one, and you can say the same spot. No, say...
Yeah, you can say the same spot. Hold on a minute.
Okay, now,
Let me get a question.
I need the name of a hotel downtown that's 5-star.
Yeah, you could have just said you was at the Sheraton.
Okay.
Yeah. Sheraton is downtown. Hold on,
okay.
Let me get the...
Boss, why do you keep typing my name? What do you want? Type it and mean something. Type it and ask me something. I mean, damn, please.
I'll tell everybody in the chat room I said hi.
You just did.
Oh, hi, chat room. Girl, you know I've been drinking Dr. Pepper.
Don
I
Calypso
like
said the Ritz-Carlton.
I got this other one, fam.
Okay.
Y'all ready? It's 214.
Yeah, I'm ready.
214.
Uh-huh.
986-4785.
Okay, what's the name?
His name is Mike.
Okay.
And what does
Doc
Mike look like?
Mike, he's about 6 foot, you know what I'm saying, brown skin, taper fade, you know what I'm saying, haircut, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Is he fine? Does he get a lot of girls?
Yeah, I don't know if he's fine and all that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But you're talking
you
about
need to follow me back
him.
On Twitter so I can see if you're fine or not. Okay, Doc, I'm about to put us on mute so I can call him for you. Hold on.
Okay.
Call failed.
Yeah, he didn't answer.
I thought you were gonna go in. Yeah, try him again.
Okay. Call not answered. Give us another number.
Shit. Trying to tell you what. Damn.
Matter of fact, Nay, while we are looking for more numbers, can you play Like a Model?
Who, me?
Okay. Who is that by?
Not you.
Oh.
I'm sincere. But it's before I started putting the artist name before the song, so you should see Like a Model.
Okay. I don't see that. There's not a Like a Model. Hold on. Let's just go down here and see just for the heck of it if you put it.
Under Sincere Grant.
Yes, because, you know, you do confuse yourself at times. Yep, it's under his name. Here you go.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm just on it one way. It's a flow to your dance, cause the haters gon' hate now. Hey, I'm just on it one way. It's gon' hate to your dance, see the way they gon' hate now. Hey, I'm just on it one way. It's a flow to your dance, cause the haters gon' hate now. Hey, I'm just on it one way. Y'all hate to your dance, take away they gon' hate.
Shawty looking like a model. Looking like a model. Looking for like a bottle.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shawty say it ain't a problem.
It's fine. little taste. She say don't get greedy if I want it always. Not a problem, cause I know shorty gon' come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like she says, she can get it, get it, give her the business. We say
I got swag to sell, no change.
Yeah.
Look at my brains, man, I gotta have change.
Yeah.
She came with you, but she looking this way. Think I just pay, pull her this way.
Yeah.
Shorty got game like a Ray Allen poster. Doing her thing, then her hips do the most. Shorty got class, get drunk, no no sir. Catch her on the phone, CEO, better know sir. Ooh, I can't take it the way that she tease me. Left to the right, baby girl, take it easy. Know what you're doing, got me thinking about pleasing. When I start teasing, you tell me take it easy. She don't wanna play a player, player. She know that if I'm real, she'll see me later. Steady looking over fakers and what the haters. Ain't tripping on your bread, she got plenty paper. Shorty looking like a bottom, looking like a model.
Like
a bottle, yeah, go ahead. Y'all just say it ain't a problem.
Want a little taste, she say don't get greedy if I want it always.
Not a problem,
cause I know so they gon' come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like she does, she can get it, give her the business. We gon' see,
hey, I'm just on it while we go ahead, do your dance, cause the haters gon' hate now.
Hey, I'm just on it while we go ahead, do your dance.
The way that she moving, loving single life, got married, been choosing, got me drooling, loving what she doing, grooving. I know that thing's oozing, feeling like blow a tree, it's getting late. He's running on my lap, my control don't break to the jail. No, my estate, and it don't even matter either way, I gotta wait. Cause she don't wanna play a player, player. She know that if I'm real, she'll see me later. Steady looking over fakers and what's a hater. Ain't tripping on your bread, she got plenty of favor. Shawty looking like a model,
looking like a model.
Wanna trip her like a model,
yeah, go ahead.
Shawty say it ain't a problem.
She say don't get greedy if I want it always.
Not a problem,
cause I know shorty gon' come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like she says, she can get it, give her the business. We gon' see it
now. Freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop like you can now. Hey now, freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop like you can now. Hey now, freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop like you can now. Hey now, freak it like you can now. If you get the feeling, don't stop like you can now.
Shawty looking like a model,
looking like a model.
Wanna trip her like a bottle?
Yeah, go ahead.
Shawty say it ain't a problem.
It's fine.
Little taste, she say don't get greedy. If I want it always,
not a problem.
Cause I know shorty gon' come home with me.
Hell no, it ain't a problem.
If she do it like she can, she can get it, give her the business. We gon' see.
All right. Do we have a number yet?
No, I was trying to get another one, but shit, I don't know exactly what to, you know what I'm saying, if I got a number to tell you where you met them at and shit like that, because some of them I hadn't been around and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, that's why I knew those two that right off the bat, I knew that, you know what I'm saying, where y'all can go straight in at them, you know what I'm saying? But the other one, The other one is long drawn out, shit, and then the other one, he ain't answering the motherfucking phone. Shit. Yeah, I thought Pam
used
was
to call him and say, "Man, this badass girl just called me for your phone number. I gave it to her. She called you, and she called me back and said your ass ain't answer."
Let me hold on a minute. All right.
Mhm.
Oh, let me call y'all right back, all right?
Nigga.
Hold on, I'm trying to see if he gonna answer the phone and shit.
You don't know how to work three-way calling? Chalk, teach him. Educate your friends, please.
No, it's just back to back because once I click him over and shit, I ain't gonna be able to click his ass off to talk to him and shit.
I already know how that one is.
If I try to click him off, it's gonna click right back in. It's going to click into y'all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all got some other other folks that I know fans you can get straight at them. You know what I'm saying? I thought you for sure you're gonna get more better though.
Oh, but the thing is, he was holding his ground, but at the end, it wasn't a crazy call, but it showed him being a liar. How do you go from being celibate to I'm drinking right now to come over?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right about that part. Yeah, you're right about
that. Yeah, it took a minute to break him down because he was really trying to be adamant. Oh, I'm a professional and whatnot. Kill me, miss me with that bullshit. He a dude, like he said, we both adults. He fucking so tonight. It ain't me, but he fucking
so. I told him in the chat room, I said, Chocolate got this boy dick all hard. He been practicing celibacy. So he says, now he's going to have tonight, to go out there and get him some.
After that Mo Better night that I described, who can be like they not going to fuck me when they see me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, she gonna wash me, scrub me,
and the protein shake too. What?
Yes.
Yeah, if you didn't hear
what that. Even when they talk about fucking, you talk about the whole time we've been talking. It's been fucking, no, it hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I said after your 120 days, I want to see you and give you a Mo Better night. He trying to make that Mo Better night tonight. It's Labor Day. He trying to work. He trying to get the work off.
Yeah, he didn't want to have to wait after the 120, like you said. Yeah.
And then he was just like, did you give somebody else your number that night? I was tipsy. Like, oh, my God, here we go.
Man,
and then
wild.
Who invites a female to their house the very first night? You even said it sounds strange. You can come to my 5-star hotel. But no, you like come to my house. Wow.
Right.
That's how y'all do it in Texas. That's how y'all do it in Dallas.
Hey, I don't know how they do it, you know what I'm saying? Everybody do different things, you know what I'm saying?
How you do it? How does Red do it?
What you mean, how I do it?
Yeah, how do you do it?
Look at y'all.
Yeah, give us a scenario
wanna,
of how it goes
y'all
down.
Y'all want to get me on the call and things. Now I'm supposed to be checking in and see how the situation went down and things. But
okay, but you know how you fuck. All you doing is telling us how you put it down.
Bam. Why don't y'all try that number again and get my boy Mike.
Then I will go ahead and hit dial on that number. Say you
tapped
out.
Yeah, I'm,
you said
yeah,
you tapped out.
I don't know how to tap that. I tapped out, but go ahead.
He on mute.
Can I see the mic?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I finally, this is Toshé. It's spelled like Tasha, but it's Toshé.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing fine, and I got you on the phone. We met at the club a while back. You gave me a number, and then I had left the Dallas area, and now I'm back. So I figured I would call you when I got back in the area so we could pick up where we left off at the club.
Oh, yeah?
You don't even remember, do you?
Mm-mm.
You be getting fucked up at the club, don't you?
Mm-mm.
You said, uh-uh.
Mm-mm.
So you don't be drinking when you're at the club? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so I can hear your phone was staticky. You must be on the metro or something.
No.
Oh, okay. But yeah, we had met at the club, and we talked a little bit, and I was about to leave out of town because I had to go on a photo shoot that I was going to be on location for a little while, and then I told you that when I got back in town, I was going to call you. You still don't remember, do you?
Nah, sure don't.
That is crazy, because when we were standing at the bar talking and I was drinking my Corona, you was looking at me how I was drinking my beer and how I was doing my lips on the bottle. And you was like, girl, stop. It was like I was turning you on, because it was like I was giving the bottle head, and you had never seen anything like that with my mouth. And you was just like, damn. That's how we ended up talking and exchanging numbers. Well, I took your number. You still don't remember?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Because when I was doing the thing with the bottle, you was like, I wonder.
He hung up.
I'm scared ass.
He hung up.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Well,
oh, man.
Well,
he must have been scared of my mouth skills when I was like, how I was doing the bottom.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Those are the two that I thought that you could get at them, you know what I'm saying? But,
well, we got the first one. It just took him 50 years.
Yeah. He want to go around the world before he don't tell the truth, I guess, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know your boy better than anybody else. You knew that was a bunch of bullshit. When he talking about, he might be trying to be a millionaire, but not fucking. He talking about he been on the road 3 months. Get the fuck out of here. That nigga done fucked a lot.
I didn't hear all that part y'all spoke about then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why
y'all was already thinking about it. Oh, all right. Yeah, so I didn't hear all that. You know what I'm saying?
They had already been on the call for forever before you even called in.
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of stuff I didn't hear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got him, though, because he was like, he was celibate. He's not interested in sex or anything like that. He's focused on money and being a millionaire and making money so his kids don't have to work. So
I found a song that suits him. You know, he talking about he's celibate, but this is what he really want to say. Here we go, I hope it means.
Radio.
just wanna fuck. Fuck. Shorty, I just wanna fuck. 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 Would you let me beat it up?
You always pay for it. I mean, why can't y'all just go out and openly admit it? Whether it's with a chicken box, a five-star dinner, an outfit, nails, hair, bills, one way or another, y'all forking out cash.
Even if you
say
a $5 blunt or a $10 blunt to fuck that bitch, you pay for the pussy.
That should be y'all next segment. But I'm gonna let y'all get back up.
Motherfuckers actually pay for you buy weed to fuck the bitch. Be like, girl, what you doing? Nothing. I want something to smoke. What? I'm gonna get you a $20 Kush bag. I'm gonna go call a Kush man right now. Come over as soon as she watch she rolling it up, breaking out that
got
Magnum
Kush, but he really got that bap.
Nah, when you got that Kush, as soon as you open up the bag, you gonna know. If she a true pothead, she going to look at it, and she going to smell it. And if
but
it, she
might
trying to
be
pass
smart
off,
enough to roll it someplace else, not close to her.
Nah, when you smoke a Kush blunt, you know exactly what it tastes like.
Ooh,
even if it's regular Kush, fucking strawberry, orange, whatever, you know what Kush is.
I don't know what none of that tastes like. Just
well, I don't smoke, but I hang around enough smokers. Shit, my kids put me up on game, and I used to sell it. So I already know. That bitch going to be smoking, and that shit going to be having her feeling good. Next thing you know, the damn panties going to come off. He might get down on his knees, and while she's still smoking, he might play in the pussy. He might eat the pussy. Next thing you know, he taking out that Magnum wrapper, taking it out. Putting it on. She's so high, she ain't even paying attention to this. Some air in that fucking condom. Like, you know, it ain't fitting tight or nothing like that. And then she lay back, and then that motherfucker hit. She good. Girl, this dude brought me a blunt. I'm so fucking high. I ain't even care that I gave him some pussy. I'm high.
Well, yeah, wow.
And that's how it ends. But, just like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna let y'all get back. I'm gonna let y'all get back at it. But
don't run away. Don't run away. We're gonna talk about you when you leave.
Hey, man, you know, hey, people going to talk about you regardless, you know what I'm saying? So, you know.
He's making that quick getaway because he still ain't answer the question about how he go about fucking a bitch, but it's okay.
He ain't took his Viagra today. Well, I don't need that, but y'all have a nice remaining day, you know what I'm saying? And
You too.
All right. Y'all be easy now.
Bye. But, Nate, that's how females do, girl. They will give up the pussy quick for some head, or don't let a motherfucker say he coming through with a bottle.
Child, do.
It might be some Aristocrat that you can get at the liquor store. A fifth for $5.95.
I need to find the song that you said was your... something about popping bottles or something like that. I can't remember what the heck it was.
Popping bottles?
I don't know. Bottles up. Was that what it is?
Uh-uh.
I don't think that's what it was either. I can't
remember. Who was it by?
Hell if I know. It was your song. You like it. I'm going to play this song. This is, if I ask y'all for a song, this is what y'all play for me. And I don't remember.
Bottles up. Oh, my last.
What?
Big Sean.
Who?
Big Sean.
Hold on, let me go up here. That's what it is? Okay, I'm gonna play it. Here it go.
Hands up in the air.
I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap.
And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at in this motherfucker. I'ma need the baddest bra to twerk off in this motherfucker. I'ma go hard until it hurts off in this motherfucker. I'm a boss, so you gotta work off in this motherfucker. And I could get you anything you want. I could put you on. See, you look like Beyonce, so do it like Beyonce. Do it like Beyonce and put it on. Sean, grind hard, but got a lot to show for it. Always had drive like I had to show for it. My team's so true, we should get a camera crew. Follow us around. She rockin' Shine John. Man, I just ended up on everybody's chest. I'm just doing better than what everyone projected. I knew that I'd be here, so if you ask me how I feel, I'ma just tell you it's everything that I expected, bitch. Hands up in the air. One time for the west side, let me see them hands up in the air. And two times if you love good music. Hands up in the air. And three times for the baddest chick in the world who got her hands up in the air. Yeah. Now I'ma hit the drink up. I'ma hit the night up like it's my last.
never had it at all. I work too hard to be ballin' on a budget. Me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing nothing. I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at all. Like I never had it at all.
Okay, which one is Big Sean, the rapper?
Big ass buckets, big ass bottles. I work too hard to be balling,
to be balling on
a budget.
Yes.
Woo, man. When I get some dick, I'm going to throw my legs up like it's my last. I'm going to suck his dick like it's my last. I'm going to give up the ass like it's my last.
I want to know, okay, is Big Sean the rapper or is he the singer? It's kind of like
Chris
Brown.
Singing. Yeah,
I thought it was.
Yeah. Yes. Chris Brown. Boy, I would let him fuck me in crimp, whatever, break dance, all kinds of kind of dances up in the pussy. Yes, I will. I will break that young motherfucker off. I sure will. Did I just say that?
Yes.
Yeah, I meant it.
You do it for free.
What?
You do that for
yeah.
free? Here, I got
what,
one for you. Uh-huh. Hold up. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Say you love me.
I love you.
For real, and that's no question. No front and no captain. Football games, I wouldn't mind being an actress, but I love to sing. I like going out, taking walks and stuff. I don't remember many girls, cause they talk too much. I enjoy crying nights at home, the girl I'm next to you. Though I ain't a virgin, that don't mean I'm having sex with you.
Gang playing and gift chasing, all that front and daddy, please, we both big facing.
All the things I want, I got. Forget me not, just from my stance. Why you staring at me, got too high. Not too many, it is like a one of a kind. I mean, even the shit like us, you just a dime. Not impressed by your crisp pockets. Cause if you what I like, into the night, we gon' be lip locking. But only if I choose to. I don't fall in love easily. Give you the blues, boo. I had you sitting round misty eyed. Caramel, get them all the time. Hot in the city high.
Now you know I love that song.
I know. You got to play my song
yes.
to take us out, Miss Chocolate.
Anywhere I go, I'm spotted. And anything I want, I got it.
Oh, God.
Five with brown eyes, a smile like the sunrise. And that describes Princess Nay to a T. Aha, hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Now that we done described your horny ass to a T, can I hear Miss Chocolate?
Hear what?
Miss Chocolate.
By who? By who?
R. Kelly, Little John, and Mario.
Okay, hold on. What do you have it listed under?
Miss Chocolate.
Oh, I just want to punch you in the throat. Can't miss me with that rap shit. Hold up, here you go.
Let's go, ladies. Lil Jon. Your boy Kel. This is for the topic, girl.
Where y'all at?
All around the world.
Let's go.
Every block,
hey.
Every club,
hey.
Every hood,
hey.
I'm in love.
So sweet, so brown, so thick. So nasty, I love that. So smooth, so dreamy. God damn it, I must be dreaming. So jiggly, so soft.
Yeah.
God damn, I wanna break you off. So hot, you gon' melt. Eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unwrap ya.
Yeah.
The chocolate fix some after.
After.
So taste that, my treat. Miss Chocolate, let me get a little deep. I'm too good, but cold up. So good, I won't say some more. I'm called up.
About big old booties and brown eyes. Chocolate, that's what I gotta have tonight.
Hey.
Leave about the club with tonight.
Hey.
Shots and more shots.
What?
And we drink like we own the bar. And she's pushing that all
oh.
on me. Conversation
oh.
like, let's just leave.
Let's go, man.
Go hesitate to the crib right away.
Yeah.
somebody on the chocolate high tonight. That's what I'm going to do. So while you doing that caramel thing, 5'5" with brown eyes.
There's nothing like caramel love, sweetheart. How about this?
Yeah,
we have a caller that's on now, 404-388, and I think that it's my guy Blizzum out of ATL, and I've actually opened his line, so he may want to say hello to Chocolate Mommy, and you can introduce yourself to him.
How you doing? What's happening, ladies? What's good?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just called in and show some love. You know what I'm saying? You know, my own girl, Sinead B, you know, that's my people's man. And she told me that y'all was on the air and y'all was doing the show. So I was like, yo, what's the number? I'm going to call up and show some support. You feel me? You know, so
like,
give me y'all a shout out.
That is so sweet.
But we like more hands-on support than we do just calling support.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, I'm always willing to lend a hand, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever else is cool. Whatever it needs, a hand, a lip, whatever else, whatever.
Shit. Did he say
and
a lip?
An artist, Jack, so we need to bring him on to the hot seat to see if he has the capability of riding the chocolate wave with his sludge to caramel.
Yes.
Oh, you questioning my G now, Sinead? You questioning my G now?
Huh?
Oh, wow.
You said, can I, are you asking that question or are you informing the people? Which one are you doing?
Huh? See what happened.
Right. Sounded like you asked me, could I?
I'm going to be the fifth on that one.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you asked me, could
I?
Oh, okay. We'll leave that alone.
This is what I will say. Yeah, I would, out of a 1 to 5, on a scale of 1 to 5, then I would definitely give it a 1 to 5. And on the question that I normally ask the artists when they always come onto the show, then the answer to that question would always be a yes.
Oh.
Right. But we'll, you know, I try and behave and keep it clean, unless y'all don't want me to, you know. I'm just calling it.
This is not
a
clean show. This is a sex talk radio show. So if we don't keep it clean.
Well, I mean, if it's like that, then, you know, you ask me whatever you want to know. Whatever you want to know, I ask the question honestly and truthfully. How about that?
That's what I let you
look
on him.
It's about 8 inches thick, 8 inches long.
And how thick?
It's pretty thick. That's nice thickness on it. You're going to feel it.
Oh, wow. How tall are you?
6'1".
Oh, so you're about, what, 215?
230.
Oh, wow. You're thick. Nice. So, do you eat ass?
Do I eat ass? I eat pussy.
But you never made it down to the other end?
Yeah, I have dabbled in it occasionally. You know, fresh out the shower, you know what I'm saying? You know, fresh out the shower, I tried it. You know, I've done it before. I won't act like I've never done it. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it as often. You know, I mean, eating pussy, you know, that's pretty much standard operating procedure for a grown man. So, you know. But I got to really fuck with you like that in order to do that, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. And do you let her do you?
I have before. You know what I'm saying? I have. I mean, most women, because I really only deal with black women, you really don't get a lot of black women that actually do that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of black
women. That's
a
lie.
I'm just saying, well, the ones they like to act like they don't. The ones that have, it was somebody I was kicking it with for a minute. It wasn't nobody that I was kicking it with.
That's a lie.
You know. I'm just saying. Maybe they do, but they don't do it. It's just somebody that's just, you know, random. You know what I mean? If she did, we was kicking it for like over 6 months. Like, you know what I'm saying? At least 6 months or better. At least. You know what I mean? That's just the truth. I mean, that's honest. It doesn't buy a case, though. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's probably a lot of freaks that just do it just on GP off the top first night. You know what I mean? I'm just telling with my experiences. You know what I'm saying? But I had it done. It's all right. It's all right.
Can I get some done just for GP?
damn. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Don't plead the fifth. You don't. Answer the question.
We do not allow the you cannot use the Fifth Amendment on this show. This is all about stock mommy rights, and we don't get that as an amendment. Sorry.
Yeah, no. We don't fuck with the Constitution.
Okay.
And now it's off air hours. It's just being recorded. So we could use it against you, but we wouldn't do that. Well,
you wouldn't do that. Oh,
right.
Okay. Oh. So this is the third hour y'all going into now?
Yeah, this is the third hour now.
Okay. All right.
This is just me, you, and Chalk on now. That's it.
Oh, okay. That's it? Just us three?
Now it is.
Oh, can it be us three? In another situation?
Yeah, it's us three now. That's it.
No, can it be us three?
It can be us three.
Yeah, can it be us three? What's up with that?
Heck yeah. Work it.
Let's make that happen right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, I don't think he's ready.
North Carolina.
You don't think I'm ready? Who said that?
You're not ready for me, Shanae. Princess Nae.
I'm not.
Are
you
not
sure about that?
No.
What make you so sure about that, though? What make you so sure about that?
I know me, and I know Nae, and that's enough.
Well, ask Nae that question, because Nae knows me. Now ask her that question. What you think?
See, what had happened was,
right,
it's been so long, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I do remember that it was good while the getting was good. Now, what it's like now, I'm not sure. You know, I think he could probably hang with both and maybe even make both of us smile.
Yeah.
You know, one on one end, one on the other, because the head game is pretty nice. It may even rate up there with yours, Chalk.
A word?
Word.
Oh, wow.
Word.
Yes. So, you know, we both choose an end and go to work and have a great time.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Tag team back again. Oops, there it is.
we need to make that happen then. When are we going to make that happen?
I don't know. I will hook it up. You know I'm going to hit you up after the show anyways. Since you are in Bay County. Woo! Hot diggity damn.
He's where?
Yes, I am.
Here in Bay County now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
in
your neck of the woods
right now.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. That's
just
your date.
I'm
like, oh, Miami, yes.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm actually, you know, of course, Bay County is my hometown, so, you know, I'm kind of visiting for the holiday with some of my family and stuff and doing a couple of activities, trying to get into
some
more activities.
What activities are you doing?
I'm trying to do another activity later on with you.
Yeah, that works.
Ooh.
Hey, check this out. You know, Chalk comes to ATL all the time.
Yeah, but you don't holler at me, though, so what's the point of that?
I don't what? I didn't say
you don't
I
holler at me,
you.
Though.
Shut up. Shut up. It's not about me. I said Chalk comes to ATL all the time. Chocolate Mommy, my sister, comes to ATL all the time from North
really?
Carolina. Yeah.
Really? When you coming to ATL again, Chocolate Mommy?
Matter of fact, I need to call the owner of this magazine and see if I move into this apartment, then I will be coming down there like every other weekend, I want to say, or like twice a month, and then coming to Miami the other few times.
Oh, really? Well, you know, I've never met you in person, whatever, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, if Shanae's your people, then of course, you know what I'm saying? You know, you good people, I'm assuming. So, you know, if you ever need anything, just make sure, you know, holler at me if you're in Atlanta. If I can look out, help out, you know, I got you just on the strength. You know what I mean? So,
oh, that is so sweet. Thank you.
I told you he's good people.
Yeah.
Blizzom,
you know,
is good people. He's
right.
My blue, but he can be your Blizzom.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Right.
Man, I got to go fix this on tick. Eat. Oh my gosh.
You trick. You just going to get eight. Quit lying.
Now, actually, I'm going to take some pain medication because, you know, Mother Nature is messing with me right now.
Ew,
then,
I could have done without knowing that. Keep that one to yourself.
You want to sit there and try to put me on the spot. So, yes, Chalk Mommy is sick right now, so I need to get me some food and whatnot.
Trick.
And then, have a good time and lay in my bed. And then.
Well, you
and
Chica enjoy yourselves.
What?
You and Chica enjoy yourselves.
Right, right.
Mhm.
Well, I'm gonna let you ladies have at it. You know what I'm saying? Nate,
it's okay. We're about to end anyway.
Right?
Yeah,
oh,
we are.
Yes, is going to call you so y'all can reminisce. Princess Nay, after you have the phone with him, I need you to call me.
Well, I'll call you now. I can call Blue later.
All right.
Okay.
I will chit-chat with you later. Chocolate, chocolate mommy, I will call you now. Bye,
right.
Guys. Smooches.
Bye.